بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the ayat that we read yesterday and many other ayat in the Quran Sharif are similar, warning us of the day of Qiyamah. In this ayat that we read, Allah said, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. Remember that day, don't forget it, make it regularly that you think of it. That is the day of Qiyamah, when all our deeds, we will find them present, good and bad. Other places Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear that day when you will be returned to Allah Ta'ala. But if we think to ourselves, unfortunately, perhaps how many days, weeks, months have passed, we don't even think of the day of Qiyamah. We don't think when we will be presented and our actions will be with us. Because of that, we don't make our lives in preparation of that day. We are just making our lives of the things of this dunya. That, yeah, it's winter, I must have warm clothes, etc. It's lunchtime, I must have my lunch. Just like animals, just what our needs are for now, that we think about. But what will happen at the time of Mawt, in the Qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, that is the work not only of a human, but the real work of a mu'min. A person who has got Iman will be governed by those things. And that is what he will think about all the time. So yeah, oh, another very important pertinent point Allah mentioned, which we must keep in mind for the day of Qiyamah, that all our actions, good and bad, will be presented there, not in the form of the actions that we did here. Like we made namaz, we kept roza, we went for hajj. It won't be like that, but the fruit of that action. That is, for example, the beautiful gardens, the beautiful mansions of Jannah, the beautiful Hurul Ain, that will be, it will come in that form. And the gunas that we commit won't come in the form of that gunas, but the punishment of that guna, in the form of snakes, in the form of fire, azab, etc. The form of the punishment of the malaika, how they will be punishing a person. In that form, a person will be presented like that. And he will be presented in front of all the people of the world. All will see this person. And not difficult to understand, yeah, in this world a person works and he gets money. Well, perhaps he's paid in cash, now he's got cash notes. Or it is transferred into his account. He doesn't see the money also. But that gets transformed in the form of a beautiful house now. In the form of a good food, a good lifestyle, etc. That money is not the money that we want in our lives, but what the money will give us. And if a person committed wrong, he committed crime, etc. Now that crime won't be within in the form of that crime, but in the form of a jail sentence, in the form of the police beating him up, etc. That is what it will result in. So like that on the day of Qiyamah. And then on that day, yeah, in the Sahih, Allah warns us that our evil deeds, every person will wish that they must be miles and miles away from us. But they're going to be with us. They're going to stick with us. All that snakes will stick with us. All that fire will stick with us. It's not going to go away. And then Allah Ta'ala says, I'm warning you of my own personal self, that when you do this, and yet a particular guna that is under discussion is friendship with the non-kufar, with the non-believers, with the kuffar. Allah says, I will hate you for that. Not only I will punish you, but I won't have any feeling, any regard for you. Just like a father or a mother or a ustad in the class, a student does something wrong and then you punish him, but in your heart you don't even feel like punishing, you still got love for him. But if it is such a wrong or so much of wrong he has done, now you don't care for him at all. You hate him, in fact. Like that Allah warns us, don't come to that stage where Allah hates you. And then all this Allah says is because Allah is very merciful to His servants. That's why He's informing us before time. He didn't just leave us that we don't know and we fall into all the wrong. But very beautifully, emphatically, Allah has explained to us. From this ayat and other ayat, the ulama have deduced some masail. One is, what is the guidelines? What does Quran and Hadith teach us with regard to our relationship with other people, with non-believers? So that is 4 degrees in there, and a person just has to remember that, and he will never be confused of how to deal and how to live with non-believers or with the wrongdoers, the people who commit sin. The first is what is called Mawalat, that is hearty friendship. This is totally haram to have hearty friendship with non-Muslims and with the transgressors also. Those who are not kafirs, but they commit big, big gunas or any type of guna, to have hearty friendship with such people is not permitted. The second is called Muwasat, that even those people, even if they are in difficulty, then Islam has given us the guidelines, you are fully permitted to help them. Like, for example, there are floods somewhere, there are riots, and throughout the world, Muslims are always in the forefront to help in such matters. Big, big charitable organizations of the world, they cannot come and help. The United Nations and that, whatever money they get, almost 3/4 of it goes in the red tape in paying the people who are working. And the people on the ground hardly get anything of what is donated to them. But Muslim organization, 100% that money goes to where it's supposed to go. And the people who are working, they take care of themselves. They don't use that money for them. And that money goes 100%. So Muwasat is 100% permissible. Then there is Mudarat. That is, in order to attract them to Islam, outwardly you show them some favors, you are kind to them, but you don't love their ways or anything. It is just to attract them to Islam. For that is also permissible. And then comes Muamalat, business dealings, and that is fully permissible. Islam permits us to do business with Jews, Christians, Hindus, anyone. We need a plumber in the house, a carpenter, he's a non-Muslim, we can employ him. All that is fully permitted. So those are the guidelines. If a person just keeps that in mind, he won't have any difficulty, there will be no confusion in his life also. Then another very important point ulama deduced from here, that to love the ways of the kuffar is a very, very severe guna. Just before that, this mudarat and having good dealings with the non-believers, there are limits to that also. One instance is mentioned of Hatim ibn Abi Balta, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a sahabi. He was in Medina Sharif, but his family was in Makkah Sharif, and he was afraid that the kuffar of Makkah will harm them. So he sent a letter to the kuffar of Makkah that I will show you some favors, I will do good to you, look after my family. And he gave this letter to a lady to go and deliver it there. And he told her to conceal that letter and that nobody else must get it but to whom it is addressed. She hid it in the knots of her hair. And Allah informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and another sahaba and said, when you go, you will apprehend this woman at a certain place and then get this letter from her. So when they went, and just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, exactly in that place they found her there, and they asked for the letter, which she denied. I don't have any such letter. They put fear in her. They told, we will strip you naked and we'll find that letter. Then she opened the knots of her hair and took out the letter and gave it to them. So this was a very big crime. It wasn't kufr, but a very, very big guna. So gunas like that, with the non-Muslims, we show them favors for our material benefit. This is a very big guna also. And then after that, ulama explained that to have anything in our lifestyle like the kuffar, our dressing, our education, our houses, and today, unfortunately, by and large, we live like the kuffar. How many of us, our dressing is not Islamic dressing, it is the style of the kuffar. Our lifestyle, the education we give preference to for our children and for ourselves is also the kuffar education. This is a very, very big guna also. And it leads, and this is all for those people which the Quran Sharif in many places says that وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Those people who have got the sickness, spiritual sickness in their heart. And that is the love of the kuffar. And this leads a person eventually out of the fold of Islam also. We love it for ourselves. We want, for example, our wives to dress like the kuffar. The wife wants the husband to dress like the kuffar. And we want to go for holidays, how the kuffar go for holidays. Everything we want to do like them, this is a very, very big guna also. And this is one of the main causes why Allah's azab comes in this world. Whether it was the Palestinians or East till now, or whether it was the Bosnians, or whether it is in India or anywhere else, when we copy the ways of the kuffar, then Allah sends His punishment like that. And the third is that in this ayat Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِلَّا أَن تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَى. If you fear some harm from them, then you can show outwardly some goodness towards them so that you save yourself from the harm they want to cause you. So the word tuqa is to save yourself. The Shias use this word saqiyah. And they made a masala of their own, and that you can hide the truth in order to achieve your sinister goals. That is nothing to do with this ayat, and it is completely wrong deduction of that. It has nothing to do with that. This only means that if you fear anything from the kuffar, you can save yourself outwardly using some plans. But in there also, there is details. For example, we all know the masala that if you have got no food to eat and you can die, at that time to eat haram food is permissible, but just to the extent to keep you alive, not for enjoyment, not to eat more, just to keep you going. Or for example, non-believers are going to kill you and they want you to say the words of kufr. At that time it is permissible to say the words of kufr with the tongue, but iman is full in the heart. But even that, though it is permissible, preferable it is not to do that. Because you can say the words of kufr, save your life, but you live now under the kafir, and then you, your children will also grow up like that. You might get saved with your iman, but your children will exit iman. So rather you give your life and become a shaheed, but your offspring are don't go into the hands of the kuffar. So that is what is required. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and appreciate our beautiful deed, in which every success of dunya also is and akhirat also is. But it isn't just an announcement that our success is in fulfilling the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is we live by them. Not that we make that announcement, but then we're doing opposite to that. In there is not our success. Our success is in doing it, not in the announcement and not just talking about it, but practicing it. In there is our success. May Allah give us topic.